Hey everyone. So I've been thinking about something lately that I don't really know how to explain, but I'm going to try anyway. Because maybe somebody else out there feels this too. For the longest time, I thought I wanted a very specific kind of life. A busy life. A successful life. A doing everything right kind of life. You know what I mean. The kind of life that looks good from the outside. The kind where you're constantly productive, constantly moving, constantly achieving something. And I really believed that that was the goal, that if I could just get there, I'd finally feel okay. But I don't think I feel that way anymore. Actually, I think I was wrong. Because when I look at the life I was chasing, it doesn't actually feel like me. It feels like something I learned I was supposed to want, not something I naturally needed. And I don't know when it started, but I always was trying to keep up with everybody else. I was running this race I never actually signed up for. Everyone else seemed just fine, like everything made sense for them. They had energy, they had direction, they had this confidence I could never really access. And I just remember thinking, what am I doing wrong? So I tried harder. Of course I did. I filled every part of my life with something. If I wasn't doing something productive, I felt weird. If I was resting, I felt guilty. If I slowed down, I felt like I was falling behind. And I didn't even realize how exhausting that was until I couldn't keep doing it anymore. And I think a big part of me was always trying to become this version of myself that looked more put together, more successful, more like the people I saw online or around me, people who seemed like they had it figured out. Meanwhile, I felt like I was just trying to survive my own life most days. I used to think that meant I was failing. Like I just wasn't doing enough, or I wasn't capable enough, or I wasn't disciplined enough. But now I look back and I'm like, no, I was just actually really overwhelmed and trying to live a life that didn't fit me. And honestly, this part is more important for me. When I found out I was neurodivergent, things started to make sense in a way that never had before. Not in a this fixes everything kind of way, but in a oh, I'm not broken kind of way. And that changed everything for me, because I stopped trying to force myself into a life that looked good and started asking what actually feels okay for me. And what's wild is, it's not glamorous, it's not loud, it's not this big impressive story, it's actually really simple. I like slow mornings now, I like quiet time, I like not rushing through everything, I like having space in my day where nothing is demanding me. And I used to think that meant I was failing and falling behind in life. But now I think maybe that's what I needed all along. Because the life I thought I wanted, it was based on pressure, comparison, and trying to prove something. But the life I actually need feels more like peace. And I guess I'm still figuring it out. I don't have it all mapped out, but I do know this now. A life doesn't have to look impressive to be right for you. And for the first time in a long time, I actually do believe that. Thank you for being here with me today, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode.